Previously on Algoa FM.
This morning on Algoa FM Breakfast, we are going to chat about SMEs, whether you're a startup business, a small enterprise, a large business, ready to scale up. The IDC has a variety of customized funding solutions for your business needs. And we join on the line this morning by Kingsley Dell Robertson, who's the Eastern Cape Regional Manager for the IDC. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning to you, Ryan, Lee, and Charlie T. Thanks very much for taking the time to have a discussion, and good morning, listeners.
You are most welcome. Firstly, tell us about the IDC and exactly what does the IDC do?
Thanks. IDC is a development finance institution. It provides funding across industrial sectors. In terms of people try to ask what is industrial, and it's how I explain it is how you change a product from one position to another, like even the wind turbines, converting the wind into energy, into electricity, or changing a product like making a pen or such. So you're changing plastic into an actual product. So it's actually changing industrials is the key focus. So anything in terms of manufacturing would be a key focus area for ourselves.
Kingsley, some researchers have estimated that in SA, SMEs essentially make up 91% of formalized business. They provide employment to about 60% of the labor force. And the total economic output accounts for roughly 34% of the GDP. That being said, how does the small business finance unit of the IDC operate? Who does it fund and who qualifies for funding? Are DJs perhaps on the list for people? who qualify?
Thanks, Lee. So, IDC has set up a specific unit to look at SMEs. So, it's called the Small Business Finance, which we as the regions also form part of. So, it can take applications directly through to our core committee, so without going through our units up in Johannesburg. So, and we focus on funding below from 1 million and above, from 1 million to 20 million. So if you're a DJ, as you mentioned, but you're wanting to do something on as a manufacturing entity or something on the side where you're actually building up the economy, then it would be something that we would look at and fund. So whether you're starting up or expansions. Thank you.
There we go.
This sounds promising.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we are building up the economy, aren't we, Lee?
Absolutely.
Kingsley, what makes the IDC different from any other finance institute like banks, by way of example? Why should one choose to borrow from the IDC instead of a bank, by way of example?
Thank you for the question, Wayne. In terms of IDC and other development finance institutions, we not only look at the financial aspects of the business, we also look at developmental impact. And the key differentiation between ourselves and the banks would be that we are a cash flow lender. So we spend quite a large amount of time through our basic assessments, our due diligences, and our submissions through to credit, understanding the business and to say how it's going to generate the money and how the business is going to pay back IDC. So we're not really reliant on the capital security that the business has got, you know, how much land and buildings they've got or the assets of the company. We're more interested if we fund the business, is the business able to pay back the IDC and have funding left over for the shareholders? So we are a cash flow lender, and I think that is the main difference between ourselves and a commercial bank.
If there was anyone that was able to answer this question, it would be you. I mean, what tips do you have for businesses seeking funding right now?
Thank you. I always think, first of all, is do your homework. So IDC on its website has a business plan guideline. So that gives you a good idea of what you require to provide to the IDC for finance and for any other development finance institution, because it's a good base. So do your homework. Follow that guideline, and that is a positive aspect to kickstart your business. And then also obtain inputs from external experienced consultants, friends or relations that have run businesses before. We often get new people wanting to start up businesses and come through, but they haven't got an idea how other people have done it. And I think that's also quite, is speaking to other people that have run that journey before of opening up an SME, does give a large assistance en route. And even bringing them on as advisors is always preferable because you've got the experience and you've done it before. So I think those are the two main tips that I would like to leave the listeners with.
Kingsley, there are a couple of questions from our listeners coming through on Telegram. I'm going to ask, however, that you share your details, you know, how potential clients can contact your office. You did mention the website. Is there any other way that they can contact your office? Because, as I say, lots of people coming through with a couple of questions on Telegram.
Sure. Thank you, Kelly. In terms of the emails, we also have got two email addresses for our two offices in Gqeberha and East London. So we've got, if you just the letters EC and then east at idc.co.za or EC west at idc.co.za or my email address, which is KingsleyR, KingsleyR at idc.co.za. We also have a telephone number. It's 041-363-1640 or in East London 043-721-0733.
Kingsley, just one last question from me. You know, you mentioned between 1 and 20 million rands. It's quite a significant amount of money. Does the Institute then provide business support to the SME, or does the SME need to be fully organized on its own?
Thank you, Lee. So IDC does provide business support. It can also assist with even pre-business support. If let's just say you're trying to open up a business in some sort of manufacturing and you need a marketing study, we can look towards funding that marketing study. But on business support, quite often the business requires, let's just say, something on the financial side. So we would provide business support to a consultant that will provide financial input into the business to support the business to take that business to go forward. So as I've mentioned, we can fund pretty much startups, expansions, and acquisitions. And we look forward to receiving business plans from the listeners from today.
Great stuff. That's contact number for the PE branch again is 041-363-1640. Kingsley Dell Robertson, Eastern Cape Regional Manager for the IDC. Thank you for joining us this morning and answering our questions.
Thank you very much for having me, and thank you, listeners, for listening.